Well, all this week, we're celebrating sustainability in the Northland leading up to the 22nd annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival on September 12th. The Whole Foods Co-op has been leading the way when it comes to sustainability in this community for decades. They were the first LEED certified building in Duluth and the first LEED certified co-op in the U.S. Now, if the idea of LEED certification sounds familiar to you, it's because a number of years ago, UMD decided that all of its new buildings and all of its renovated buildings would be LEED certified. Sarah Hannigan with the Whole Foods Co-op is on the line to talk to us about sustainability and the co-op and how they're leading the way in at least three different kinds of sustainability. Sarah, good morning. It's so good to have you on the line with us this morning.
Really nice to be here. Thanks so much.
So remind us what LEED stands for. Leadership in energy? That's as far as I can get.
Yeah, it's leadership in energy and environmental design. And it's a green building certification that we sought when we renovated our Hillside store. That's our current location for the Whole Foods Co-op. And it's also a certification that we are seeking for the construction of our new store in the Denfeld neighborhood in West Duluth. And LEED certification is, from a sustainability standpoint, what it means is we are building to really great green building technologies, and we are looking at energy efficiency in our systems. So that would be refrigeration, heating, cooling, making sure that those systems are as energy efficient as they can be. We also look at water conservation, so the fixtures in our buildings are low-flow fixtures. We look at the finishes that we choose, our flooring and our tiles, and we look for finishes with natural content or high recycled content. There's also a bunch of other things that LEED looks at, including access to alternative transportation and renewable energy. We have solar panels at our Hillside store, and we have designed our Denfeld store to support the future addition of solar panels. So we're really excited about taking our what we've learned and what we've done and accomplished at the Hillside store and applying that to our new store in West Duluth.
You are in an interesting position, having taken a conventional, in air quotes, building and made it LEED certified as you remodeled, to have the chance to compare before and after with regard to energy consumption and those kinds of things. How have you sat down and taken a look at how the building in its original incarnation compares to the building in its new incarnation?
You know, we haven't looked at that. The building previously was a restaurant. It was a bar. It was in disrepair. And so we made lots and lots of updates to the building to get it to where it is today. We currently are involved in a monitoring program through our national co-op grocers. And what that does is it, on a monthly basis, it gathers data on our energy consumption, our water consumption, the amount of things we recycle and compost. It also looks at other sustainability features like our impact in the community and our local purchases from our community. And so we monitor our sustainability efforts through that program and through other programs. But it's a really great way for us to look at how we're doing with our building, how we're doing with our local economy, and how we're supporting our community in expanding access to healthy food systems.
So in essence, you're making sure that you're comparing locally grown apples to locally grown apples.
Precisely.
Instead of locally grown apples to imported oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. You mentioned the three different kinds of sustainability where the Whole Foods Co-op is really trying to make efforts, whether or not the purpose behind it is to take kind of a leadership role in the community or whether that's happening accidentally. One of them that you just mentioned had to do with access to healthy foods, and that is a really important part of not only a food system, but a community system. Can you talk about that just a little?
Absolutely. So one of the reasons we chose to build our second store in the Dunfeld neighborhood in West Duluth is that that area was determined to be a food desert. There aren't any other grocery stores within walking distance to that community. It's a lot closer to Lincoln Park, where there haven't been any grocery stores for a number of years. And so that location and choosing it was one where we wanted to make sure that the community had access to a full-service grocery store. Another way that we look at access is we want to make sure that eating healthy is affordable for our community. And, you know, we know that there are a number of people in the community who rely on federal programs, for instance, to help support their families. And we have a program at our store where anyone who is on a federal program can come and get a reduced ownership to the store. They can become an owner for $20. And then every time they shop at our store, they can get a 10% discount on their purchases. We really want to make healthy food accessible to the community. And so that's one way that we're doing it. Another way, and I'm really excited about this, it's something that we're rolling out this fall, we're in the process of applying to the state to become a WIC vendor. And what that means is we will be able to accept vouchers through the Women, Infants, and Children Nutritional Program. That is something that provides healthy food to, you know, growing kids and pregnant moms and nursing moms. And we're really excited about how we're positioning ourselves to be able to offer this both at the Hillside store and then once the Dunfeld store opens at that store as well.
So this will be a wonderful opportunity for folks who want to get healthy foods to have the access to them at an affordable price instead of perhaps having to go to whatever gas station convenience store might be handy and pay perhaps full price for those things.
Absolutely.
So do you have an idea yet when you hope to have the Dunfeld store open? Because, of course, you know folks are curious and they're excited about it.
We are very excited about it, and we get lots of questions. The store will be opening in March of 2016. So if you drive by right now, you'll see that we're under construction, trying to button up the outside work so we can focus on the inside work through the winter.
Well, we are looking forward to that, and that will be a great conversation that we'll get a chance to have early next spring. Sarah, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Nice to speak with you as well. Thanks, Lisa.
Store manager Sarah Hannigan, she's the manager of the Whole Foods Co-op, joined us this morning as our guest on Sustainability Week here on KUMD. All this week, we're celebrating sustainability in the Northland, leading up to the 22nd annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival on September 12th.